Urban Necessities is in the news, and we're going to talk about it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everyone. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freites, and I hope that this finds you well. Last time, we strayed a little bit from news and we talked about iconic sneaker moments, and I want to say that the response to that was very, very good. I did get one moment wrong, and I want to thank the person on YouTube who did a little fact-checking for me. I told you, I really don't trust ChatGPT a lot, but I felt like I got a really solid list and I thought I had done my homework. And unfortunately, in the end, I hadn't, so that's on me. But this week, I want to talk about something that is in sneaker news. And it's not a shoe, it's not a release, it's not even something controversial in the sense of somebody saying something controversial. I have been asked my opinion offline about this, and I have seen a lot of people have an opinion on this at various points over the last couple of days. As I'm recording this, the only information that I have is a very, very, very short cursory glance at what is happening on the internet. More specifically, just Googling Urban Necessities and seeing what has come up. What I know right now is that Urban Necessities is a consignment shop, and those have existed for a while in sneakers. What are those? They're shops that take people's shoes and they resell them for them and take a cut of the profit that is made. That's not something that's foreign. To me, that's not something that's bad. It just is. And Urban Necessities is one of those stores that is doing that. Over the last week or so, there have been rumors that have been percolating, mostly on social media, that are related to Urban Necessities not paying folks who they have sold shoes for. There's also some rumblings on social media about a lack of customer service, that customer service emails, texts, whatever, have gone unanswered. And both of these things have made people feel a way, mostly a negative way, about Urban Necessities. I wanted to at least give an opinion, albeit a brief opinion, on this because I don't think that it really has to do with Urban Necessities. I personally believe that it's looped into a larger concept, and we will get into that. One thing that I want to make very clear is that the recording of this episode is not meant to put down Urban Necessities or to speculate or to have a hot take that says one thing or the other about Urban Necessities. The reality of the situation is that only the people involved really know the truth. We are going to see stories and posts and videos of people, even people involved, who are going to tell us something about this. But in reality, the truth is somewhere in between everything that we are hearing. The customers who feel like they have been shafted by this are going to have an opinion. The owners of Urban Necessities are going to have another opinion. My guess, much like everything else, is the truth is going to be somewhere in the middle. But Urban Necessities, to me, is not necessarily the problem in the grand scheme of what I'm thinking. And I think where this all lies and where this all falls is in resale. It is something, a topic, that we have heard and even talked about forever on this podcast and in this culture. I know many people who maybe are newer to the way resale works now think that resale hasn't been a part of the culture since its inception. But to be frank, it has. And it has just changed in its form, in how it's been done, and how money is exchanged. 40 years ago, let's say 30 years ago, you have a much more one-to-one interaction. Whereas now you have StockX and GOAT, it is really an impersonal interaction. And so many people see it a lot differently than they did way back in the day. When I look at sneaker culture and I think about resale, it's always one of those items that gets mentioned whenever people talk about why sneakers are dying or are dead. There are other issues too. Fakes are a really good example of that. But resale is what many people hone in on. And the reason being is that resale has a monetary connection to these people in the fact that when you go to a resale platform, most of the time, you are paying a very high price for a shoe that you want. I did a video on YouTube. I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but that I think that resale may be necessary for the survival of sneaker culture. Maybe not the culture as we know it in terms of the human interaction, but one of the things that resale does very well and where it traffics heaviest is in hype. People take a resale price and they equate that to popularity. They equate that to hype. And many people, not all people, but many people will look at a high resale price and think that that is a shoe that has to be had above others. And also, if you have that shoe and you paid resale for it, there is some embedded clout in having that shoe. Resale prices to me directly correlate to that portion of the culture. Also, resale culture as it has evolved has had many people enter the culture who some would consider culture vultures. Reason being is because they are in the culture to buy these shoes and flip them immediately for the highest profit possible. I've never really had a lot of shade for those people because I can't really blame them for participating in capitalism. It's really how it works. The offensive part is when you can't get a shoe that you want and you know that you're not going to be able to afford or shouldn't be able to afford the high price that you're going to have to pay on GOAT or StockX. And that also leads into the entirety of the fakes discussion, but we're not going to talk about that here. So Urban Necessities is just the latest example of a shop or a company that has trafficked in resale that has had, I will say, alleged shady practices. You go back a few years ago, Zeta Kicks, taking pre-orders for shoes, which a lot of people have said is a great idea. But if you're going to do that, you have to be able to deliver. In order to deliver, you're going to have to be able to get your hands on the product. And it's difficult in today's time, unless you have a really, really good plug, to be able to get everything and fulfill these pre-orders. And Zeta Kicks, it seemed, was unable to do that, was not transparent with their customer base, and stole a lot of money. There have been lawsuits, and I believe that there has been some settlements in this. Either way, that is another example. Another example that I bring up is Trophy Room. Now, Trophy Room is a little bit different because they were accused of backdooring. And backdooring is another element of the culture that some people would say just gets charged the game. It's part of the deal. You just accept it as part of how we are doing business here. Backdooring is related to resale, in my opinion, because it's not just about giving folks early access to shoes. Many times, those early pairs, which have been backdoored, end up finding themselves on resale platforms for a very, very high price. And the reason for that is because prior to a shoe releasing, you generally find a trend that resale prices are at their highest. And when resale prices are at their highest, when the market hasn't been flooded with a bunch of pairs, the profit margin is higher. And so while Trophy Room and backdooring is not directly correlated to somebody's money in the sense that Zeta Kicks and Urban Necessities are not screwing people out of actual money, it is related to resale. And then, of course, there's one that, again, is tangentially related, but that whole scandal with James Whitner and the James Whitner Group. Now, I want to say out front that I believe James Whitner was not actually a part of any of these dealings, but a lot of people felt like he knew. But reselling sneakers to Chinese nationals who were allegedly taking part in illicit activities. And again, that's not the same as what we're talking about here, but it's another feather in the cap for people who feel like resale is the devil. And that's, I think, where we come to with this situation. Many people have asked, how do I feel about Urban Necessities? It's layered. I will never get behind a business that is not transparent with their customer base. If I am relying on a business to complete a transaction on my behalf, I know that there's going to be a cut taken. But at the end of the day, I'm going to receive some semblance of payment for the product that they have sold for me. I expect that transaction to be completed to finish. And if Urban Necessities is not doing that, if they are not satisfying the contractual obligations that they have to provide the money that they have earned on behalf of this consignee, to me, that is not good. That's not a business practice that I'm going to get behind. Now, I think that there is some merit to the idea that Urban Necessities, if they are having financial issues, if there are things happening behind the scenes, should be a little bit more forthcoming with their customers. The reason that I say that is because this is not some massive corporation for whom many people in their customer bases are faceless. I don't think that these people are faceless. Most of the time, at least the way I understand consignment shops, is you have a pair of shoes, you bring it to them, they obviously legit check it, they're looking for any type of usage, things of this nature, and it is a personal interaction. You are making a transaction with another human being on, these shoes are going to be sold here, and we are going to try to get the highest price that we can. If you're not delivering on that, this is not a faceless customer now. And again, I'm sure people know more than I do. This is just my general thought when I hear about this story, and people have asked my opinion, so I'm just giving it. I don't generally think that a resale shop or a consignment shop is a bad thing. I do believe it's just part of this overall environment that we live in as it relates to sneakers. But anything like Zeta Kicks, anything like Urban Necessities, and especially if ownership and the people who are involved at the highest level of this are not being forthcoming, are not being honest with the people that are out here telling others that they have been screwed monetarily by this company, if they're not being honest, how can I get behind that? How can I give them the benefit of the doubt? I am sure that we are going to hear stories from all over, no doubt. And we'll hear some semblance of facts, but it again will not necessarily be all of the facts. But as I sit here today, I feel the same about Urban Necessities as I did about Zeta Kicks, as I do about other platforms that mess with people's money. I think I said it about StockX when they were caught selling fakes, is you are taking a trust that customers have in you and you're shitting all over it. You are telling these customers that you thought you could trust us with your money, but haha, you can't. And I don't like that. I don't like that lack of transparency. I don't like that people are getting screwed in this environment. And again, I don't necessarily think that it's resale's fault per se. Resale is here. It's woven into the tapestry that is this culture. It's part of capitalism. It's not just a sneakers thing either. We see this everywhere. It used to be called scalping when it was sports tickets, but PlayStation 5s, all these commodities that come out that have a perceived limit to them in terms of their availability, you're going to have some semblance of an overpriced resale culture on it. It just is, and I don't think it's going away. Urban Necessities better come out with some information. Whatever we find out, they better be transparent. They better do what they can to satisfy the customers that don't feel that they have been satisfied in whatever way possible. Will there be legal actions on this? I would anticipate that there would, because I think that there are probably people who have tried to sell items with Urban Necessities who maybe are in a higher income tax bracket than I am, who feel a way about all of the money, maybe thousands, tens of thousands of dollars that they feel that they are owed by Urban Necessities. And wouldn't you be pissed? I know that I would. So I foresee this getting more information out into the public space. I foresee many people having an opinion about this. I'm sure there will be ignorant opinions about this. You may feel that mine is one of them. But again, I'm not saying that Urban Necessities is guilty. I'm not saying that everything I've heard is true. But when I hear it, I think about resale. I think about what people have said historically about resale, how people feel a way, in a negative way, about resale. And this incident, much like the others that I've talked about, is just another way to sour this culture that we all love. But I want to remind everybody that the culture is the people. It's not the shoes and it's not the resale price. None of that really matters. The culture is cultivated in interactions like this, building community, making sure that we continue to be present in why we love these shoes. It's not about how much we can make from them. It's not about how much they cost. It's the history behind them. It's the nostalgia behind them. The reasons you love them should be personal to you. And when you interact with somebody who has a similar feeling, a similar love for a shoe, that's the culture. So Urban Necessities, no matter how many people they've screwed over, no matter how much money has not been paid out, they will never individually be able to ruin this culture. It's just another reason that I say, watch your back out there and make sure that you're in this for the correct reasons that are true to who you are. How do you feel about Urban Necessities? What do you know at this point? I'd love to hear from you. Check me out on Instagram at Fire Footwear Pod, TikTok at Fire Footwear Pod. Love to get a message, love to chat with you. You can find this on YouTube, Fire Footwear Sneaker Talk. Go there, subscribe, like, leave a comment. I appreciate everybody who has subscribed, everybody who's left a comment. It means the world to me. And for those of you right now who are listening to this, no matter what app you're using, but if you're Apple, Spotify, whatever, subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. I'd love to hear from you. I love that connection point. And I'd love to know what I can do better for this show, because I'm not perfect. I'm always trying to get better. I hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I'll talk to you next time, fam. This is Fire Footwear.